The words chosen for this morning are found in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning with the 55th verse. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, dear friends. About 80 years ago, Ernest Pooley wrote a novel called The Harbor. In this particular book, the main character is a grumpy old man wearing spectacles that's generally impatient with the world. He's against everything, again it. He goes around with an intense dislike for history. He's lived through a lot of it. And he says that history is nothing but news from the graveyard. Now, it's from the lips of this old Scrooge that I've taken the theme for this Easter devotion. But I've added one word that makes all the difference in the world, and that word is good. Good news from the graveyard. Thanks be to God that this good news is not a delusion. It's based on fact. When Jesus died, think back to the services we attended last week. When Jesus died, the disciples were a discouraged band of hopeless cases. To have done so much, to have promised so much, and then after all that, to die like everybody else. So they judged the gruesome Calvary event. Mary, the mother of our Lord, was heartbroken. Mary Magdalene, weeping and mourning. Peter, absolutely, hopelessly hurt, having denied one whose privilege he would never have the privilege of asking that one's pardon, the Lord Jesus. It seems like the faith of everyone of his those around him died when Jesus was buried in the grave. That was the situation on Easter Eve. But note the wonderful march of the church through the ancient world. With the sign of the cross, they blazed across the world in every direction. By 313 AD, the early Christians had conquered the invincible Roman Empire itself. What gave them the courage to face the lions? What changed disciples hiding behind closed doors into valiant champions for the crucified? Was it the bones of a dead Jesus? Oh no, it was the glorified body of their living Lord. The angel's message, he's arisen indeed, hallelujah, is the power source of the church in every age. Think about it. A man dead and buried for 3 days came forth alive. He fought the death struggle and won. He appeared to the women on the way in a blaze of glory. He stood among the disciples in majesty behind closed doors. He is indeed the victor divine, the conqueror of the universe, Lord of lords, and King of kings. The very existence of the Christian church is indisputable proof of the bodily resurrection of our Lord. That good news from the graveyard is based on fact. but it offers us today wonderful, wonderful blessings. The text goes, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're still in that beautiful light of Easter, even though it's a little cloudy today. But do we all really understand the Easter miracle? Do we comprehend beholding the victor divine breaking forth from death's 3-day prison house, trampling the old dragon underfoot, swallowing up death in victory, crying out to us who have been united with him by faith in the baptismal waters, I have conquered death for you. There's nothing more wonderful. Now, death for the believer's body is not the terrible end of everything, but rather, it is a new and great beginning in joy. This body will return to the dust, yes, but on the last day it will break forth in victory, as Job of old confessed. Every one of us will end in the casket, but that's not the end, because that casket will break forth in victory, because death was swallowed up by the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But the Easter treasure isn't something that we have to wait for until we die. No, the Lord offers us Easter life right now through baptism. The open tomb is the public declaration to the whole world that sins are totally and completely forgiven through Christ's holy life and holy death on the cross. Now we don't have to be Satan's playthings anymore, doing whatever he says. Jesus, the conquering one, today offers you resurrection life through his means of grace. St. Peter says that in baptism we were born again to a lively hope through the resurrection. In baptism, faith was worked in our hearts, and we were given resurrection power so that we can live resurrection lives, victory lives, free from Satan's tyranny. Is that resurrection power dwindling in us this morning? Or is it gone entirely? Don't despair. Return to your baptismal resurrection power through true repentance and faith, and be nourished with the divine food of the life-giving word and the Holy Supper. Then that resurrection life will be restored in all of us. There is the strengthening to face whatever comes our way, whatever stands before us today. During Holy Week, a mother in the congregation died suddenly and was buried on Good Friday. Her husband and teenage children were heartbroken. Many advised them not to come because the service would be too difficult for them. But they came for the sunrise service and sat in their usual pew. Their voices cracked a little when they sang, "I know that my Redeemer lives." But it comforted them to know that because Jesus lives, their mother, was living in heaven in glory. Now, it was the custom in that congregation to have the Lord's Supper at the sunrise service. So as they came to the communion rail and knelt, they were reminded that as they ate with Jesus on this side of heaven, Their mother was eating with the Lord on the other side of heaven, all one in Him. They were receiving His glorified and arisen body and blood to assure them that one day they would be with Jesus and their mother and all the brothers and sisters who had gone before. Returning from the altar, they knew they had the strength to continue on. Their faces were filled with confidence and hope as they went forward. Seeing them bear that burden, the congregation was filled with tears. On the way home, a 15-year-old boy said to his dad, "You know, those people really believed all that resurrection stuff, didn't they?" The father responded, "All Christians do." "Yeah, but," the boy said, "they really believed it." God grant each of us that same unwavering resurrection faith. Let everyone know that the victor divine came forth from death's 3-day prison house. The grave has lost its sting, and death is swallowed up in victory. Praise Him, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's arisen. He's arisen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let us pray. O Jesus, Victor Divine, in joyful thanksgiving, we celebrate the feast of the resurrection, the victory of life over death, the victory of heaven over hell. Cause us always to treasure the benefits of Easter given us in holy baptism, and strengthen us through the means of grace to live resurrection lives, victory lives, free from Satan's tyranny, to the glory of your triumphant name. Amen. We continue with the hymn.